Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Erica.
Hi, exclamation point. Just wanted to share a small win, exclamation point. I've been on and off studying for the LSAT while working and finishing up college and scored a 160 on the August LSAT. Okay, it sounds like you took it officially. I diagnostic tested at, I've never heard that as a verb, but your diagnostic test was a 143, and I'm going to continue to put work in until I get into the 170s. This test is slowly starting to make a lot more sense, semicolon. I took a practice test last week and scored a 170. LSAT Demon works. Thanks, guys. Erica. Erica, I'm so glad that you're making progress, but I am disappointed that you took the test. I don't think you needed to take it officially to see that 160. You see a practice test of 170. That's good enough.
Yeah, that was dumb. But it's a very common mistake. You just wasted your first attempt at the LSAT. You made a bunch of progress from 143 to 160. But as you say, I mean, you're already PTing in the 170s. So that 160 is a zero on your record. It doesn't hurt you, but it did take away one of your limited
attempts.
And it cost $210 and half of a Saturday. And it was dumb of you to do that. Going forward, do not register for any official tests until you're happy with your practice test scores. Since you're already scoring sometimes in the 170s, it's probably safe to go ahead and take official tests now, but not when you were just scoring 160 on your practice tests.
That said, congratulations on the progress. At the end of the day, that's all that really matters. Even though you used up one of your attempts, which is not ideal, the fact that you're moving forward and committed to moving forward is great. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're not, you know, I'm not like beating people up for their past mistakes. I'm just trying to say like, well, that was a strategic error and hopefully other people won't do that same thing. All we can do is move forward. And I'm not hating on Erica for taking that test. I wish she wouldn't have, but she did. And it doesn't matter. What matters is what she does going forward.
Yep, absolutely. Cool. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.